Bingen, Banana, Pineapple, Bingen, Pee, Pine, Mo, Mingen, Lincoln. Come on, everybody. I say, now let's play a game. I bet you I could make a rhyme out of anybody's name. The first letter of the name, I treat it like it wasn't there. But a B or an F or an M will appear. And then I say Bo at a B. Then I say the name, then Banana, Fanta, and Fo. And then I say the name again with an F, third plane, then a B, Phi, and a Mo. And then I say the name again with an M this time, and there isn't any name that I can't rhyme. But if the first two letters are ever the same, I drop them both, then say the name like Bob. Bob dropped the B's, Bo, Bob, or Fred. Fred dropped the F's, Bo, Red, or Mary. Mary dropped the M's, Mo, Mary. That's the only rule that is contrary. Okay? Now say Bo.
Bo.
Now Tony with a B.
Bo.
Then Banana.
Hello, this is Mona and Noah Save the World, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And today we have a very special guest. Mona is out going to a concert, having a night on the town. So we have the very lovely Jessica in with us today.
Hello.
Anything you'd like to, would you like to introduce yourself to our listeners?
Sure, my name's Jessica, and I'm a sophomore, like Noah. And what else do you want me to say about myself? I'm studying chemistry, I'm pre-med, and I'm excited to be on this show.
We are very glad to have you. That was The Name Game by Shirley Ellis, and today Jessica and I will be talking about names, just how we think they affect us, whether we have certain preferences or judgments about certain names, all sorts of name type things, maybe fears about people asking you their names if you don't know their names. Yeah, we hope to have a great hour, and it's nice to be able to show somebody the studio.
Yeah, it looks amazing.
It's a great place to be. So we were talking a little bit before about sort of before air about do we make a name, or does a name make us, kind of? Do we act certain ways because of expectations on our names, or do we shape what other people think about a name based on our behavior? So you had some thoughts on that. I guess just generally, do you think names impact us more, or we impact a name more?
I think it goes both ways. I definitely have some feelings associated with a certain name. For example, just a lot of it's based on like media and the names that characters have in, you know, the shows I watch and the books that I read. For example, you may have like, you know, your typical like Screwgirl character whose name is like Kate or like Mary, and you start to think of these names associated with a certain character, which is, like I said before, you know, the typical schoolgirl. I was actually just talking with my roommate about nicknames we had, and her name is Caitlin. Mm-hmm. And she was like, I've never thought of myself as a Kate, which some Caitlins use as their nickname. I'm like, I never see you as a Kate either. And I don't think I'd ever think to call you Kate. But I also, my cousin, her name is Caitlin, and I call her Kate. And I feel perfectly fine about that.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I definitely think people definitely have strong opinions about their own names. I mean, of course, because they have to live with them. Especially when it comes to, like, nicknames. Some people absolutely like hate being called a nickname, and some people only want to be called a nickname. And I think you're right. Definitely, media impacts our perspectives towards certain names. It also definitely impacts like the jokes you hear when you have a certain name. I know I've heard 1,000 Noah's Ark jokes in my life, which, they're not very funny. But it's also, Noah is one of the most, was one of the most popular names,
right,
to name your kids for a while there. So there are a lot of Noahs. And for me, I've always felt like there's an identity crisis because I haven't been able to pick a Noah and be like, oh, this is the role model Noah who we're all basing our lives off of. Instead, there's like, I've met Noahs who are so different, and I'm like, I don't think you should be called a Noah. You know, you don't fit the Noah vibes.
Oh yeah, no. Me too, with my name, like Jessica is a very, very popular name and still is. And I admit, like almost all of the Jessicas I meet are kind of like extroverted. They're kind of cheerful. So then whenever I chance upon meeting like a more like introverted Jessica, I'm like, I feel like you're not supposed to name Jessica.
It's interesting, yeah. how similar or different do you think somebody's name is relative to like more like physical attributes that they may have? Because I feel like we have this revelation when it comes to names, and we're like, oh, like you have this name, you should behave this way. I feel like that probably is also true based on like how people dress and like how people present themselves, and just like even just physical attributes people have, we like make judgments about them. But it's interesting because your name feels like a physical and fundamental property of you, and it kind of is, but it's also just completely arbitrary, and like you didn't even get to pick it. So it's sort of like there's this expectation based on your name, but you didn't, that you could control, because you could always change your name and go by a nickname, but that most people, I would say, just don't. I think that's just an interesting phenomenon. Because we're like, oh, it's interesting that somebody with the name Jessica might be introverted, but like, we would also probably say, oh, it's weird that somebody wearing a suit would like be at an amusement park or something like that. I don't know. People in suits can have fun, but...
Yeah, I think it does depend on like whether people like care about a meaning behind their names, I guess. Personally, like I've always been very interested in the meaning behind names. Like you see, like, you know, if you dig deep into some of the literature that you read and you look up like, oh, what does the name of this character mean? Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can find that the meaning of their name kind of matches to their personality, and that may have been intentional of the author. And sometimes that makes me think about like, oh, do we kind of unintentionally or intentionally live up to like the meaning of our names, if our name has a meaning? And sometimes that almost makes me think about whether or not like the parent had something to do with that, like if they named the child something, like for example, like Esteban in Spanish, I think means like crown, or like, you know, related to like victory and kings. And if the mother named her son that and then, you know, raised him to be a confident person, then people might look at him and say like, oh, he fits the name Esteban.
Yeah, that's a really, I think, good observation, tying it to like your parents name you, and then because of that name, they name you that way because they have expectations about how you're going to be.
Right.
And then they like project those expectations onto you from like your earliest years, your most formative years, when you have no way to respond to them, and by the time that you've like internalized it so much, like it's set, and it's almost, yeah, like you're almost, you've almost been conditioned to fit your name. It's really interesting. And I think I'm trying to remember back on my younger days. I'm trying to think, did a lot more people have nicknames in elementary school, or do a lot more people have nicknames in college?
For me, like, I don't think I knew anybody who went by a nickname. I mean, I did. I had so many nicknames just because my last name is Ding, D-I-N-G, and you can make up all sorts of, like, funny names as a kid. Like, people called me Ding Ding or Ding Dong, and I used to hate that a lot. But now I'm just, like, over it. I'm like, whatever. And now that in college, nobody calls me that except for maybe my childhood friends who are used to that. So definitely, some people call me Jess. Just automatically, they call me Jess.
Interesting.
And I'm like, that feels fine. That almost feels like comforting because, you know, we've reached a level of familiarity upon like which you can start calling me that. But I honestly don't know if there's a trend. Unless I think your parents, again, start, you know, calling you by some nickname, and then like all your family friends start referring you to that, and then like
it almost becomes your new name.
Yeah, exactly. Like my mom, for example, in Chinese, she decided to call me Little Jess, just because so many people with their Chinese names, sometimes they have like nicknames, like diminutive forms associated with that name, and I didn't, so she just decided to use my English name as that. And then like all of my family friends started calling me Little Jess, and like that was kind of cute, but my mom decided I need a nickname, and she just gave me one. So
wow, yeah, it's interesting how like normalized a name can become. So like you would respond to like a host of names.
Yes.
And it's in computer science, we use like variable names to like call things. And so it's interesting applying that to humans. Like we do the same thing. Like whenever we want to understand something or reference something or call upon somebody to do something, we like use their name. And it's almost like a way of having a connection with somebody, or like being able to interact with somebody is like knowing their name. Because if you don't know somebody's name, it's much more difficult to like tap them on the shoulder and be like, hey, will you do this thing? Or like, I was at an event today and everyone had name tags, and I feel like that facilitates, even though you're still walking up to a complete stranger, you've never met them, because their name is there, you cross a lot of bridges and are able to have conversations that you maybe wouldn't have with a stranger. It's almost like you unlock the ability to interact with people by knowing their names.
Yeah, definitely. You know, like going off of that, I was a barista over the summer at Starbucks Central Square. And of course, we had a name tag on. And I remember like it would just, for whatever reason, it would just make my day. When a customer, I would say like, you're all set with your drink. And they say, thanks, Jessica. And I'm like, I forget that I had a name tag, but like I'm very touched that you notice. And a lot of the times we have regulars that come in, you know, during specific times of the day. They maybe work nearby and they just want to stop by for their morning coffee, and I would remember them. I'd say like, hey Jim, and then they would immediately smile. And I think there's just something very magical about names and being able to remember somebody's names. Yeah,
that's a great observation, and I think I should try to make it more of a mission to like of my own to like try to reference people by their names if I have had very few interactions with them. On the flip side, not remembering people's names is something I do all the time. And all throughout high school, there were certainly people who knew my name and knew me, and I did not know their name at all. And I always felt guilty about it, by not knowing their name, I didn't want to interact with them because I didn't want the situation to come up where I would need to know their name and didn't know it, and then I would be embarrassed.
Right, yeah, no, me too. I definitely remember faces easier than I did remember names. And sometimes I would be like looking at a person for a long time. I'm like, I'm trying to remember your name so I can properly greet you. But then I never end up talking to that person just because I'm like, I don't want to say like, hey, and then act really awkward about like not knowing who you actually are.
Yeah. Like a nightmare that I would have is like everybody who I don't know the names of just comes up to me and they're like, what's my name? I think that would be terrifying. I would not like that at all.
Oh yeah, no. I remember like all the icebreakers that we had to do with like namings where you had to like go around in a circle and like say the name of everybody before you in that circle. Have you never
I've heard of games like those.
Yeah, oh yeah. Like I was terrified to be the last person, so I always made it I made it a point to not stand next to the facilitator. Of this icebreaker, because I was like, I just don't want to like risk being the last person and having to remember everybody's names, because that would just be so embarrassing if I just forgot one person's name and I didn't want to like hurt their feelings or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think what we like to do on the show, or what we claim to try to like to do on the show, mm-hmm. is offer solutions to problems that people may have. So if you don't know somebody's name, do you think it's best to just say, hey, I know I should know your name. It's escaping me right now. Can you remind me? Or do you just live in secret? Or do you just wait for them to bring it up and then try to remember it this time?
I honestly think there's no shame in asking. I think that would be...
What if it's been like a year? What if you should really know this person's name? Like this person thinks you're friends with them.
What if this person thinks I'm friends with them? I mean, I, being a kind of person that would just ask directly, I would still, like, I think it's fine if you just say, like, I'm very sorry. I still don't remember your name. Mm-hmm. It's me, it's not you. And I would like to, you know, like, can you remind me of your name? Rather than just kind of, like, fishing for a way for mm-hmm. them to, like, reveal your name and then, like, them awkwardly realizing that you don't know their name after a whole year.
Yeah, yeah. I think you're too good of a person.
Thank you.
Here's some advice. If you think somebody might want to remember your name, but they may not. So if you think you're in the flip situation and like somebody is trying to remember your name, a tip that I learned was if you refer to yourself in the third person, by being like, oh, and I did this thing that was so silly, and I was like, Noah, come on. That can always help people.
Really?
I think. Just because if you use your own name when talking about yourself, then it may be easier for them. Well, then they can be like, yeah, Noah, that's a great point.
Interesting. Huh.
Here is a song to all of the people whose names I have guessed wrong, or to all the people whose names I do not know and I give them the wrong name, it is That's Not My Name by the Ting Tings.
The last chance. They call me Hell. They call me Stacy. They call me Her. They call me Jane.
I think that's just a very fun song and fits in well with the theme. But now, as we do every hour, we have a lovely PSA for you all, which Jessica will read. Take it away.
As we reach midterm season, I would like to remind you of outdoor exercise. Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car and enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. This is a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Thank you.
What a lovely PSA, and it is definitely that time of the year when all of the leaves start changing colors. I know everybody's been going apple picking and everybody's been trying to enjoy the fall while it's not freezing and miserable, which is always very nice. I think it's a great time of year. I know I enjoy being able to wear sweaters.
Oh yeah.
And hopefully it's part of the Noah aesthetic to wear sweaters, but who knows. You said you had wanted to talk about Chinese names.
Yes. So I'm Chinese, and in China, we can technically name our children anything, so it becomes almost like an art form to name your child something that is, when you say their name, it's very pleasing to the ear, and also holds some kind of meaning to the child. I remember when my younger cousin was being born, we were trying to think of a name for him, the entire family. And in China, we have these elements that when you're born, sometimes based on the month that you're born, the year that you're born, you can be missing one of the elements, I believe. And so you try to incorporate a word that is associated with that element into your child's name, so they can kind of make up for it. And I think that's just very, very interesting. And it's very different from Western naming, which I don't know much about it, but I almost feel like you just name your child something that sounds nice.
Yeah, it's a lot of, oh, my, like, parent or grandparent was named this, so we're gonna name you that. Or like, oh, your uncle's named this, we're gonna name you that. My middle name is my dad's name, and my brother's middle name is my dad's middle name, and my youngest brother's middle name is my grandpa's name. So it's, I think that's like not that uncommon. Some people also just name their kids their own name, and then they're like the first, the second, the third. I don't think it's the 1800s anymore, but name your kid whatever you want. I can't stop you. I think that's always a little like, I don't know if I would do that.
Really?
I think
that's kind of cool. You know, you have some history in your name. You like inherited something.
I guess. I don't know. I think maybe it's a little too unoriginal for my taste. But I definitely think that if there is some meaning in it, yeah, definitely. I think an interesting thing to talk about then is inheriting a name and marriage. And what happens when people get married, it's tradition to have the like male last name become the last name, but that sort of decayed a little bit as an expectation in society, especially with the rise of like gay marriage, and maybe it's two men, and whose last name do they take then? Or two women, and whose last name do they take then? And even if it is a man and a woman, then what? The woman may not want to take the man's name because you're giving up a part of your identity that you've lived with your whole life and a connection to your history. And it's also the patriarchy that has that expectation of us. So why should we submit to it? And as gender becomes even less of a concept that matters in society, what do you think naming in marriage, how do you think that trend will continue?
I definitely think that the, you know, like the women changing the name to match the men's surname, that will fade out as it is. Or maybe even hyphenating the two last names will replace that trend. And, you know, in China, women do not change their last names upon marriage just because the last name flows with the rest of the name. So, for example, my Chinese name is Chen Yao, but if you would be calling me, it would be Ding Chen Yao. So, like, my last name flows directly into the rest of my name. And I just remember learning about changing names in marriage. That was just really weird as a concept to me. I'm like, I feel like I'm almost tying myself down if I were to be changing my name, which definitely these days people are stopping to do. I guess is the right way to say it. And I find like less and less people are actually changing their last names to match their spouses, especially like in celebrities. Sometimes, you know, you see celebrities get married, but they're still associated with their maiden name.
Yeah. Yeah, because we're like Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie instead of like Angelina Pitt or Brad Jolie.
That's so
wrong,
weird.
Right?
That's so weird.
Yeah. it's weird that they, because of their fame, like, it would be weird to change your name because we know them by their, like, celebrity name, but we also know all of the people in our own lives by their names, and it would be equally strange to just start calling somebody a new name, I think. It's something that I've thought a lot about when I get married. I think there's maybe an expectation, and it's also interesting based on how many siblings you have, because, like, there's this, like, one of you has to keep the family name to keep the family alive, and it's like, eh. My boyfriend's an only child, so if him and I have talked a lot about this, and I am a fan of picking an entirely new last name and us both adopting it, just because we're starting our own families and our own lives, it feels like a movement into something new, but it's not only one of us. It's like us both creating this thing. I think that has a lot of, like, symbolic value, and I think it also would just be cool.
Yeah, definitely. It's almost like picking a team name. I wouldn't be comfortable if I married somebody, for example, with the last name Smith, and they just call us the Smiths. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't agree to that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be changing my name to Smith. And I'm not comfortable with, like, me being referred to as, like, one of their team without, you know, like, really being acknowledged that I'm part, you know, that I have some kind of credit for it.
Yeah, it feels like you're almost being, like, kidnapped. Like, yeah, it's just exactly. Like, it's not me, but everybody sees it as me. Yeah. I do think something interesting that I'm just thinking about with hyphenated names is if two people who already have hyphenated names get married, do you get four last names? I don't want to go down some slippery slope and be like, people will have a billion names in a couple of years. But what would you do in that situation?
Me?
Do you pick ones and...
I would just pick whatever sounds probably the most flowiest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I also know it's interesting in Latin America. I believe when a child is born, for example, they have both their mother and their father's name, like Lopez y Flores or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember how it is when they get married and they have their own child, but so since everybody has, both parents have two name parts mm-hmm. to their last name, then they end up dropping, like, either the maiden name or the paternal name.
Interesting.
Yeah, so then the child would take on the paternal name of the mother and the paternal name of the father, or the maiden name of the mother. I don't remember which one, but there's a system to it, and I think that works really well, and it combines, like, very interesting names.
I'm sure there are some... My sister actually did a whole... Her, like, senior thesis was... I'm probably getting this entirely wrong, but to some capacity, it was trying to understand the role of women in, like, 1300s Ireland. I think could be totally wrong, but I'm fairly confident that at some point she was trying to trace back names, and, like, sometimes a name is all you have of a person. And so I'm sure historians find it very valuable that last names stay consistent or have stayed consistent for most of, like, recorded history. And hopefully they have new systems to, I guess records are kept pretty well nowadays, but I'm sure it could get pretty confusing at times with names just changing and appearing and dropping. Definitely, just for the case of viewing history, a challenge that I'm sure somebody or some groups of people are constantly dealing with. Yeah.
And I've always, just kind of going off of a new subject, mm-hmm. In this topic, what do you think of, like, stage names for, like, celebrities? Some people, like, even take on, like, whole new first names and last names. For example, like, Winona Ryder. I didn't know that she was, I think her name's, like, Laura Hurwitz or something like that. Totally different.
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't even know that.
It's almost an expectation when you go into show business that you're not too attached to your name.
Yeah, you pick something like flashy and cool. Like Ryder, I totally get. Like,
yeah,
I would want to have a
last
name. That's
such a cool name.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a strange thing. And I actually even knew somebody from high school who was changing their name so it would be more consumable.
Oh, cool.
Which is a weird concept, but it makes sense because they wanted to go into acting.
Yeah, and I don't remember who the celebrity is, but I remember she was Asian and she was not getting enough acting gigs, so she changed her last name. So that, you know, when she was auditioning for it and the people like read the name,
mm-hmm.
They wouldn't think that she was an Asian person and automatically discard for the role. So I think, you know, like your ethnicity definitely plays into that, and it's pretty unfortunate that it has to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And I know on like job applications, there are a lot of like AI automated job application reading things that, and just humans. I know there have been studies done that are like, if your name on a job application is like white sounding, you're more likely to pass on to the next phase. Whereas if it's not, they may just discard it. And that data has been inputted into AI that reads applications, and it mirrors that same behavior. So some people just have taken to putting down different names and just changing their name. And then I guess if you get the job, you're like, well, obviously you think I'm qualified, so it shouldn't matter that my name was something else.
Yeah, and definitely a lot of my Asian friends who were born with, you know, their native names and were not given an English name like I was, start to pick an English name for themselves and start to just like go by that name to their non-Asian friends, just because for some of them I know it's just easier for their friends and for people they meet to remember that Western name as opposed to their you know, their native name that may be more complicated to pronounce or remember if you don't speak the language. And something I found interesting about that too, that I was reading about, a lot of the people, I went back to China a couple years ago to do a camp, and I met some Chinese campers there who spoke English, and they introduced themselves to me using both their Chinese names and their chosen English names. And I noticed that a lot of the Chinese kids who picked English names for themselves had English names that were unique in that, like, some of them called themselves like Queenie or Harmony, not, you know, like
Jake or Stan or
not like Chloe or something like that, like, which honestly, like, I would pick just because I see that name around often and I'm like, okay, this is easy for people to remember. But going back to the Chinese naming thing again, it's an art form, and it's you want to have a unique name that makes you stand out and make you memorable, and they pick those different English names, those names that you don't usually think of in naming a child, just because they want themselves to stand out and they're used to having that kind of specialty and that kind of identity within their name.
And something I had never considered before, so thank you for that anecdote.
Yeah.
I think it might be time for a little bit more music. Time flies in this studio. So hopefully to keep the mood fun and light, a song that I'm sure is everybody's favorite, Mambo Number 5, which has a ton of names listed in it.
Woo.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo Number 5. In the car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor.
liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna be a buzz like I had last week. I must stay deep, cause talk is cheap. I like Angela, Pamela, Sandra, and Rita. And as I continue, you know they're getting sweeter. So what can I do? I really bag you, my lord. To me, flirting is just like a sport. Anything fly, it's all good. Let me jump in, please sing in the trumpet. A little bit of Monica in my life, a little bit of Erica by my side, a little bit of Rita's all I need, a little bit of Tina's what I see, a little bit of Sandra in the sun, a little bit of Mary all night long, a little bit of Jessica, here I am, a little bit of you makes me your man. Jump up and down and move it all around. Shake your head to the sound, put your hands on the ground. Take one step left and one step right. One to the front and one to the side. Clap your hands once and clap your hands twice. And if it looks like this, then you're doing it. A little bit of Monica in my life, a little bit of Erica by my side, a little bit of Rita's all I need, a little bit of Tina's what I see, a little bit of Sandra in the sun, a little bit of Mary all night long, a little bit of Jessica, here I am, a little bit of you makes me your man. A little bit of Monica in my life, a little bit of Erica by my side, a little bit of Rita's all I need, a little bit of Tina's what I see, a little bit of Sandra in the sun, a little bit of Mary all night long, a little bit of Jessica, here I am, a little bit of you makes me your man.
And we are back, and we have another special guest today. It is great to see the studio so filled up. If you'd like to introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Max. I'm a first year. I'm here for, I think, the same reason Jessica is, to, like,
well,
feeling.
Mona and I signed up for the, like, training a new DJ thing, and although Mona couldn't make it, I am here, so yeah, this is WMFO in Medford, and yeah, you're live on air, which is always exciting for the first time.
Yay!
Woohoo! Yeah, we've been talking about names a lot today. How do you feel about your name?
Max? I mean, it's interesting, because I had met very few Maxes before I came to Tufts, but now that I'm here, I've met a great number of Maxes, but very few who, like me, have just the name Max. It's not short for anything.
Oh, wow.
I've met, like, maybe one other person who isn't, like, a Maxwell, who's just Max.
Do you like being just Max, or do you wish you had the flexibility to be like, hello, I am Maxwell?
I like the uniqueness of it. I like just kind of, it's not, like, unique in the way of, like, maybe trendy baby names where it's, like, too unique to the point where it's hard to spell.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, people don't hear my name and just instantly, people aren't just like, oh, wow, what a weird name. It's a normal name. But then when I say, oh, it's not short for anything, then they're, like, slightly impressed.
Very nice.
Yeah, you are the first Maxwell that I have met.
The first not Maxwell.
You're not Maxwell.
I got that confused.
So you are just Max.
Correct.
Oh, so then...
I have known one other Max who is short for Maximilian. That was the first time.
Maximilian is a fun name.
Yeah. Yes. I feel like it's a little bit antiquated. You know, names definitely change.
Yeah,
over the course.
Definitely names have historical periods when they were, like, relevant. And these days, some names are very outdated.
I definitely feel like names have gotten shorter in the number of syllables they have. You know, like, I don't know a Barbara, but, like, that was an old name that was very popular over the days. You know, Eleanor, I know one Eleanor.
I think, I know if them getting shorter or longer. I know. Because when I think of old names, I actually think a lot of old names are shorter and modern names can be longer.
Oh, really?
I think it might just be a mix. It's just, like, what comes to mind.
What's interesting is that a lot of the names that we think of as normal are not really in use nowadays. Like, we think of, like, a Bob or a Bill or a Jack, and now I'm realizing that
my boyfriend's name is Jack, and he's 20, so Jack might be in use a little bit.
Okay, yeah, Jack is like...
My orchestra teacher in high school did just have a baby named Jack.
Definitely don't meet a lot of Bobs, though, or Bills, or, like... Like Eleanor or like Patty, like those names, very much not existent.
What's interesting is that Jasper, I think, is making a resurgence as a baby name when I had previously associated it with being like very, very old people.
Yeah.
I mean, they all had to be babies at some point.
That is true. But I mean, I think names definitely get recycled and they get forgotten and then they make a comeback just like maybe. Just like fashion, people's names.
Yeah, like there's like a vintageness associated with some of the older names, definitely.
Yeah.
And it's interesting seeing like, you know, like the regional popularity of names. Before I came here, I knew 7 other Jessicas and probably 5 Claires just in my own school. Here I know 1 Claire. I know 1 Jessica. That's not me. And in my hometown, I knew 0 Mollies, and now I know 5. So that's kind of cool.
What do you think about naming your kid after somebody you know? Do you think that's bad omens? You're going to take that person's soul? Or is it like, oh, this person was a really good person. I'm going to name my kid that.
I think I would do that, actually, if I ended up having a child. Just because I... like having meaning and specialty in a name. I think that's just very interesting. And so I think I would take the name of a friend I had and give it to my child.
Would you ask that person, like, hey, I'm thinking about naming my child this because you're a really good friend and I think you're a really good person and I would love for my child to, like, in some ways see you as a role model?
Definitely.
Definitely.
See, I feel like I understand where that's coming from, but I feel like just personally, I wouldn't want to name a child after anyone I know. I would want it to be a name that, yes, has some kind of significance to me, perhaps, but I don't really want to be, like, associating my child with, like, this one specific person who already exists. I don't want to be setting up those kinds of expectations or thinking, like, my child is going to be, like, a mini this person I know. Like... It's a really sweet sentiment. I don't, like, I feel like other people can feel free to do that, but I personally would feel a little bit strange about it.
What are your opinions on parents naming their children after movie characters? Like, I know, like, Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Those characters inspired a lot of baby names that are now on the rise.
I think that might be a teeny bit tacky, but also... Like, it can mean something. Like, characters and in film and in literature, like, they have meaningful names. And, like, I think you do that, you name your child that way because you want to empower them and you, like, you don't necessarily want them to become that person, but you want to impart some of that, like, ability and power and meaning to their name, and just as a way to sort of steer them in a direction. I think that's, again, I don't think I would do it, but I can see why people would.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, I see why people would. I feel like if you're naming your kid after a character, but it's a common-ish name anyway, like if you're a fan of Harry Potter and you name your kid Harry, I feel like that's one thing. If you're a fan of, I don't watch Game of Thrones, but if you're a fan of Game of Thrones and you name your kid Khaleesi, then, like, everybody is going to be thinking that one character from that one show and really nothing else.
It's nice to have the gray area and be like, yeah, a little bit this name influenced, like, this fictional person's name influenced my naming, but also, like, it's just my name and it's not entirely because of that person.
Yeah.
Definitely, I think that's maybe better for the kid than... Jessica, you had a song that you thought might fit with this theme a little bit. Would you like to explain it before I play it for our listeners?
Sure. I'm sure a lot of you guys have heard of Fleetwood Mac. I hope. It's a great band. And the song that I've picked is Rhiannon. And I personally don't know a lot about the history of Fleetwood Mac and the history behind their songs, but... you know, Stevie Nicks is just thinking about this person named Rhiannon, and I think it fits really well with people, like, with our discussion of, like, people and their personalities and their names being associated with personalities.
Wonderful. Well, without further ado, here it is.
Well, you're not-
a great song recommendation. Thank you for that, Jessica.
You're very welcome.
Always fun to listen to Fleetwood Mac, a classic. Just as a reminder, this is Mona and Noah Save the World, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's been a great hour talking. To finish up, I think we'd like to very quickly talk about... you had an idea, Jessica.
Oh, yes. I recently actually read this article about twins named Winner and Loser. And just to go off of our discussion before the song about, you know, people naming their children certain names and then probably like certain obligations associated with living up to that name. There was a man who had twins and he named one of them Loser and one of them Winner for whatever reason. And the complete opposite of what you would expect to these twins happen, with Loser actually succeeding very much in his life. He graduated from some prep school, went to a really good college, had a very good life. Meanwhile, Winner had just a long criminal record associated with his name. So I'm not sure what happened there, but I, you know, if I were named Loser, I would think maybe I had to break free of that, those automatic feelings associated with that name, that mm-hmm. I was, you know, a loser, and prove myself that I was not.
I feel like Loser definitely did not go by that name in public. Maybe, but...
I think he went by the nickname Lou.
Lou?
But if I was applying for a job...
But yeah, on all of your homework
so
and
bad.
Tests,
yeah.
Any official forms, you write Loser. It's tricky. Any last-minute takes?
I mean, I agree that I feel like, I guess, Loser must have just tried to press past the name. I feel like a name should be something that, like, that kind of meshes into your life sort of seamlessly. Like, it shouldn't be something that kind of stands out, but it also shouldn't be something boring. Like, I think...
It should fit your personality in a way.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be the main thing about you, but it should assist people in understanding who you are and what your funky rhythm is.
Mm. Yes.
I think we are going to close out with another classic name that I'm sure everybody knows because of this song. I'm sure that would have been fun to talk about. Like, if you have songs that have your name in them, how does that make you feel?
Mm, yeah.
To all the Lucys out there, another classic. This is Lucy in the Sky by The Beatles. Please enjoy and have an amazing Saturday night and a safe weekend.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes.